Well, some breaking news yesterday. You heard here on the Pulse of New Hampshire, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu saying that he will not seek the presidency in 2024. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu joins us on our Newsmaker line this morning. Governor, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mike. How you doing?
I'm fine. You're in the news again yesterday. Everybody was waiting for your decision. I have to ask you, easy decision or tough decision for you and your family?
Tough decision. Something like that is never an easy decision. If it was easy, I would have made it a long time ago, right? No, it was a tough decision because there was opportunity, right? There was the opportunity, I think, to be successful in a presidential run and what it would have meant. But ultimately, this is clearly the best decision, not just for me, but for the party.
How so for the party, Governor?
Well, what we're seeing right now is you have Donald Trump with very strong poll numbers. You have a lot of candidates getting into the race. You have, I think, a lot of candidates not willing to hit the former president and realize that if he's allowed to just kind of continue on, we're not going to be successful in November. We're just not as a party. And he costs us too many races. He costs us too many Senate seats and governorships. And so there's, I think, a responsibility to say, okay, how do we make sure as a party we win? And that's kind of narrowing the field down and being more responsive to what people want to see.
The fact that we have right now 10 to 12 possible candidates on the Republican side. Is this a good thing for the party, or does this help even Donald Trump get the nomination easier?
No, it clearly helps the former president today. I always say the discipline is making sure that the field does get winnowed down. It does get narrowed kind of by the November, December timeframe. You can't wait too long. One-on-one, he loses. And that's important because, again, I'm not trying to be personal or pick on the former president other than to say thank you for your service. You cannot mathematically win in November of 24. You're going to cost us more seats. We have to move on. So we have to now have the discipline to narrow that field down before we get to even to the Iowa caucus or the New Hampshire primary.
I know this is a loaded question, but in your decision-making, Governor, did you see a path for you to win the New Hampshire primary? Because it seems like Donald Trump seems to be high numbers over everybody, even though you would be the favorite to win the primary.
Oh, yeah. Look. Oh, no, no. I felt very confident. Look, the path was actually quite clear. I mean, it would have gone through Iowa, right? So think of it this way. I mean, a lot of folks, again, we haven't even had a debate yet, so the poll numbers don't mean a ton. But in Iowa, less than 20% of people actually vote in the caucus. And when we talk to folks and we poll folks who don't participate, Republicans who don't participate in the caucus, they basically say, well, look, we're not invited. We're not part of that kind of base group and all that. So we found a huge opportunity, a huge avenue with 80% of the Republicans in Iowa to say, get on board with our team. This is what we're about. And you only need, Mike, you only need about 85,000 votes to win the Iowa caucus. Think about that. 85,000 votes, that's nothing in a state that's twice the size of New Hampshire. So I would have probably spent 4 to 6 months in Iowa, really pounding the pavement, talking to new voters, getting new people excited to be part of the process, because that's what I'm all about, making the team bigger. And I think, and if we had done well in Iowa, there's no doubt we would have crushed it here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I think we would have been seen as legitimate and viable, and everyone would have said, okay, this is really happening. And now you've really done well in Iowa and New Hampshire, the political momentum takes you from there. So there was a real path there that other folks hadn't really explored that we think we could have been very successful in. But again, it would have just been kind of the Chris Sununu show. And I think there's a bigger responsibility to say, whoa, this isn't just about me. It has to be about all the other folks that want to run that are tired of kind of explaining why they're Republican and explaining why, you know, they may or may not be supporting the former president. We have to move beyond it. And if it's my voice combined with others to do that, then that's kind of the bigger responsibility.
We're speaking to New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, joining us here on the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center. The governor making news yesterday saying that he will not seek the presidency in 2024. Governor, I have to ask you, this is interesting. This is something that you never asked for, but the momentum to have you speak at all these national conferences and to put you on this national spotlight, there were a lot of people, media and candidates and Republican leaders waiting to hear from you one way or another. Why do you think that was? Why do you think the momentum carried you? Obviously, it's been great talking about the 603 and some of the things you've done and you're very proud of over the years here to other leaders in our country. But why do you think that momentum brought you into that national spotlight so quickly?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Like, I'm as baffled by that as you, to be honest. Because, look, all we were doing is getting out there. I talk a little more candidly. I talk a little more openly. I talk with a little more transparency maybe than other folks. So obviously super proud of the state. And for whatever reason, you know, they just kept asking me to do more media and do more speeches and, you know, talk about the Republican Party and making it bigger and stronger. And I think the excitement around what I did not start out, I mean, 6 months ago, I didn't say, gee, maybe I should be president. No, just the opposite. I think some of that was just about, look, I try to carry a fairly optimistic tone. You know what I mean? In terms of what we can do for tomorrow, try to be inspirational, get people think a little better and a little more trustworthy, if you will, about the opportunity for good government. And that's what America wants. America doesn't want to just buy into your policy. America right now just needs to have some reinstallation of trust with government. And there's virtually none. New Hampshire, I think we do it pretty well. You might not agree with me or the legislature or your planning board. That's fine. But there's a trust that there's a process. You have a voice. You go to town meeting. You can make changes. You have a great, a huge House of Representatives. You can have a voice here in Concord. We can make changes. That there's a an instilled trust in the system here, even though we might disagree on policy. The rest of the country doesn't have that. They just don't trust the system. They think it's all broken. They're all cynical about it. So I think what we've done here was reinstilling optimism and trust and the opportunity for that for the rest of the country. And that got a lot of people excited.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't focus on all the hardcore base issues that a lot of the other candidates talk about. But my message in not running is, guys, that's the opportunity. That's the opportunity to get people excited across this country again and shoot your candidacy to the front. Because you can be great on the policies, but you got to be even better on the connection, right? Retail politics leading to retail management, putting individuals above yourself.
Yeah, and sometimes candidates who make the decision like you do not to run for a major office like this, they see themselves in some other candidates. Do you see some of that in some of the candidates that you see right now, whether it's a Ron DeSantis, a Mike Pence, a Tim Scott, a Asa Hutchinson? Do you see some of those views that Sununu has, that Chris Sununu has, that you may see in other candidates?
A little bit. Look, I'm pretty different. I kind of get it, for better or for worse. I'm not saying it's necessarily better. I drive people crazy sometimes with my approach. I get it. That's fine. No, I don't know. Look, they're all friends. I'll say that. They're really, I mean, I know all these people on a personal level. I think they're all very good people. They're all a little bit different. We all are. Nothing wrong with that. So I guess we're going to find out when they hit the ground, going to, you know, the Red Arrow Diner and just sitting down and having a cup of coffee. What do they say when the camera is off? How do they treat people when no one's looking, right? That's the sign of, I think, real leadership in terms of what your approach is going to be long term. Can you bring that approach to kind of retail management style, even at a national level, which is important, and make individuals in you know, rural Nebraska feel like, you know what, I do have a voice. We might not agree on everything, but I'm an American and I have a voice, and there's a path for my voice to at least, you know, be heard. Something beyond social media, right? Something that can really impact my community. Those that can instill that sense of optimism and opportunity for individuals are going to be amazingly successful.
Do you sense that as we get closer to the New Hampshire primary next year, that you have kind of like an obligation as the kind of the CEO of the state to maybe endorse a candidate? Would you think of that? Would you do that, you think, for the New Hampshire primary?
Yeah, I don't know if it's an obligation. You don't have to do it, but I might very well may, just because, you know, I'm passionate. I'm a voter like anybody else, right? And I try to be super transparent. If I think there's a candidate that's knocking it out of the park, then I will absolutely get behind him. But, you know, let's see where these debates go. Let's see who can take a punch and give a punch and lay their case out and just talk with some normalcy. Who could be normal? Let's start there, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing that that's our baseline, right?
Well, I think we're going to see some interesting debates, just the fact that the former president and the former vice president will be on the same stage together.
It's going to be great.
I think that'll be very, very interesting. Okay, obviously, one more question. Obviously, you were elected to a fourth two-year term as New Hampshire governor. You have told me, you know, on the record that you have been looking at the private sector as well. Is the thought of running for an unprecedented fifth term as governor of New Hampshire, is that even in your mind right now or what?
I would say it's on the table. I don't know if it's in my mind. Let me get through the legislative session. I told my family, let's get through the legislative session. If we did it again, it'd only be for another 2 years. So it's not like I don't think government should be a career per se. I really don't. But no, let's get through the session and then we'll make that decision, you know, sometime this summer.
All right. Governor Chris Sununu, always great to talk to you. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you down the road. Thank you, Governor. Good to have you with us.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Be good.